Let's begin today by reading 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 7 through 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's begin in verse 7 and read through verse 12. Paul said, "Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ's. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification, and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech contemptible. Let such an one think this, that such as we are in word by letters when we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise." There are two problems that Paul talks about in this passage. There were two problems in the church at Corinth, and it's interesting that the first actually caused or led to the other. The first problem is the one that he mentions in verse 7. He says, "Do you look on things after the outward appearance?" And the answer was yes. They were looking on things. They were judging by the outward appearance. And he's going to explain more what he means by that in verse 10. But we as human beings can easily be guilty of doing this. Have you done this before? Have you been guilty of judging according to the outward appearance? It's very easy to do. The famous verse in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7 is appropriate here. That's where God said to Samuel, "Look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." That is so true. And that is what Jesus warned about in John 7, verse 24. Jesus said, "Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Now, Jesus was talking about a different kind of appearance there. He was not talking about the appearance of a person's body. He was talking about the fact that he had healed a man on the Sabbath day, and that appeared to some of those Jews as a violation of the Sabbath law. They weren't looking deeply enough. They weren't thinking as they should, and so they just judged the situation as it seemed to them, as it appeared to them, and Jesus said, you shouldn't do that. But Paul here is talking about judging people by their physical appearance and by their physical traits. And people do judge in this way. It's wrong, but it is common. People judge other people because of the color of their skin, even though the Bible says in Acts 17, verse 26, that God has made of one blood all nations of men. Sometimes people judge others according to how much money they have or don't have. And this even happens in the church. In James 2, verses 1 through 6, James talked about a situation in a congregation where a rich man would come into that assembly and he would receive all kinds of good treatment, but a poor man would come in and people wouldn't have anything to do with him. And James condemns that in James 2, verses 1 through 6. He said, that kind of partiality has no place in the Lord's church. But sometimes people judge other people because of their name, because of their position, because of how well known they are, because of their fame. And it's interesting that Paul would not even give in to that kind of appearance in the church. Here's what Paul said in Galatians 2, verse 6, about some who were well known and influential in the church. In Galatians 2, verse 6, Paul said, "But of these who seemed to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it makes no matter to me. God accepts no man's person." Paul says, it doesn't make any difference to me who they are or what people thought of them, because God is not a partial God. So the problem at Corinth was that there were people there who were judging according to the outward appearance, and that was causing even more problems in that church, just like it causes many problems today. Now, apparently, these Christians that were guilty of this kind of judging were pretty confident in their spirituality. They were more confident than they should have been. They needed to be more humble, but they were very confident in how spiritual they were. And that's what Paul is talking about in verse 7 when he says, "Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is Christ." And that's what they were doing. They had too much confidence in themselves. There's nothing wrong with assurance in Jesus. There's nothing wrong with confidence in a person's salvation. The book of 1 John talks about that and encourages us to be confident and have that assurance and that security. But the problem here was that it went to their head. As long as that confidence doesn't cause us to be arrogant, then it's good. But these people at Corinth went too far with it. They were overly confident in their spirituality. And what Paul says to them in verse 7 is, you need to think again. He says, let the man who has this overabundance of confidence in himself, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we. Paul said, so are we Christ. We belong to Christ just like you do. And so these people had become prideful spiritually, and that is the worst kind of pride that a person can have. Paul said something similar to this church in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 37, when he said, if any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. So Paul was putting them in their place. Some of these Christians had spiritual gifts. Some of these people were tongue speakers, some of them were prophets, and some of them had these other miraculous abilities. And those abilities had gone to the heads of some of these people. Now, Paul here is saying that they needed to be more humble about this, and they needed to stop judging according to the outward appearance. So the problem is what Paul indicates in verse 7. Now, how did Paul deal with that problem? In the first letter that he wrote to this church, he was stern. He was severe. He was strong in rebuking them. But this time he says, I'm writing in a more gentle way. That's chapter 10, verse 1. He says, I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. And what he does in verse 8 is to remind them that he could have used a different approach. In verse 8, he says that he had authority as an apostle especially, and he could have used a heavy-handed, authoritative approach. He could have said to these people, I'm an apostle, the Lord gave me authority, and I have special powers of the Holy Spirit, so you had better listen to me. Now, that's what Paul means in verse 8 when he says, I could have said that. I could have had that approach. He said, though I should boast somewhat more of our authority. I could talk about all the power and all the authority that we have, which the Lord has given us for edification. That's the purpose for which it was given. It was not given to destroy you. It was not given to discourage you or beat you down. He said, I wouldn't be ashamed to do that, but he says, I'm not taking that approach here. And he follows that up in verse 9 by saying, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you, that is, intimidate you by letters. Paul could have written the book of 2 Corinthians differently. He could have talked about all of his authority as an apostle. He could have been really strong and stern with these people. He could have intimidated them with this letter, but he didn't. And he goes on to say in verse 10 that some of those people already thought that his letters were very strong and very powerful and perhaps intimidating. So Paul then, in verse 10, brings up what they said about his letters. In verse 10, for his letters say they. This refers to those critics at Corinth. They were criticizing Paul, and they were, in a sense, giving him what we would call a backhanded compliment here, when they said, his letters are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. So these critics of Paul at Corinth were taken back by his first letter. They said, when he writes a letter, it is weighty. It is severe. They didn't think that Paul's letters were light. They didn't think that Paul's letters were shallow or soft. They thought that they were weighty or heavy. And they didn't think that Paul's letters were weak. They said his letters are weighty and powerful, and that means strong. They didn't see Paul as a weakling. They saw him in his letters as someone hard to argue with. They saw what he wrote as being hard to answer. They did not see Paul as a pushover in his letters. But when Paul was there in person, and remember that Paul had been there for a year and a half, they had a different opinion about his teaching and his preaching when he was present with them. They said his bodily presence is weak. Perhaps they're referring to what Paul called his thorn in the flesh. Paul had a physical problem. He had a health issue, and he called that his thorn in the flesh. Perhaps they're referring to that, or perhaps they're talking about the way that he looked in general, that he was not a strong-looking man. And they said that his speech is contemptible. His speech that they're talking about and criticizing refers to his teaching. It refers to his preaching. They looked down on Paul because of the way that Paul taught and the way that he preached. They didn't think much about him as a preacher. Why? Because Paul was not as smooth, he was not as polished, he was not as dynamic or energetic as they expected him to be, or as other people that they had perhaps heard. So we look at this today, and we ask the question, what difference did that make? And the answer is none. It made no difference then, and it makes no difference today. We're talking about the appearance of a preacher and his style or his manner of speaking. It makes no difference whether a preacher is tall or short, whether he's handsome or ugly, whether he's old or young, whether he's black or white. The important thing is that he's preaching the gospel. And it makes no difference whether he's polished or whether he's somewhat rough in the way that he speaks. It makes no difference whether he's very energetic or whether he's monotone. The most important thing and the vital thing in his preaching is not his style or his manner of delivery. It is the message that he's preaching. A preacher can be smooth. He can be polished. He can be charismatic. He can be eloquent. He can be dynamic. But if he's preaching false doctrine, he's going to cause people to lose their souls. On the other hand, a preacher may not be smooth and polished. He may not be dynamic. He may not be charismatic. He may not give the same appearance as far as his body is concerned. But if he preaches the truth, if he preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ and people believe it and obey it, then people are going to be saved, and that is what really matters, not the mannerisms and not the style and not the appearance of the preacher. That's not what some wanted to hear in the first century, and that's not what people like to hear today, but that is the truth of the Bible. The most important thing is not how a man preaches, it is what he says in his sermons. So Paul's answer to these critics in verse 11 is basically this: you'll see when I get there. You won't say what you have said about me then, because I'm going to be in appearance, in presence, just what you have said about my absence. So Paul said in verse 12 that what they were doing was not good. They were judging according to the outward appearance, and that was involving or leading to them comparing themselves among themselves and measuring themselves by themselves. Now that is why there was so much pride and jealousy in that congregation. When people compare themselves with each other, it is only going to lead to pride and jealousy and strife. This is not good, it is not wise, and as Paul showed in the first epistle, it is childish. So let's avoid what these Christian people did in the church at Corinth. Let's not judge people by the outward appearance in the way that Paul meant it, and let's not compare ourselves to other people.